one and only life, ending up just another lost and lonely wife. You count up the years and they will be filled with tears. Love only breaks up to start over again. You'll get the babies, but you won't have your man.
I don't think I've ever heard that song before. I really like that song. That's Young Hearts Run Free by Candy Staten.
Yeah.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, here again with another week of Elephant Loaf. I'm your host, Luke, and this is the show where I interview a different person every week. This week, I have special guest Jaden on. Jaden, introduce yourself however you would like.
Hi, I'm Jaden. I know Luke through two, and I love dinosaurs.
Perfect. That is our my headphones are quite loud. Yeah, that's a spectacular answer. And you brought a couple questions today, and I love all of them. But I think we talked about starting with what's a passion that you've discovered over the past few years? It can be related to hobbies, it can be related to post-grad, or it can just be a passion.
Yeah, I really like talking about passions. I'm specifically invested in events. I've discovered over the last few years that I'm really interested in bringing people together over experiences. And so through various clubs and internships and stuff, I've explored that. But I'm just really interested in creating experiences for people that they can share with their friends and loved ones. What about you?
I'm a big fan of radio. I'm a big fan of trying new things, which I think I've done a lot of in high school and college. Right now, I'm juggling a couple different smaller hobbies. But I also really like listening to people. And so that's kind of, you were asking me kind of what the impetus for this show was. I've been doing radio since high school, which people who have listened to a bunch of episodes of this know by now. But in high school, I always did music shows, but I always wanted to do a talk show. And senior spring, I did a talk show with two of my best friends in the world. And of course, COVID happened, which was a little bit of a bummer, but we kept that going deep into summer when, if it were a normal year, we wouldn't have been doing radio anymore. And it was a lot of fun. I think by the end of it, my co-host will tell you that I was very ready to be done with it. But then when I came to college, radio was not the community experience that it had been for me, and that has nothing to do with WMFO. That has everything to, like, I would come, I'd do my show, and I would leave. And for the first 2 years, for my freshman and sophomore year, that would just be it. I'd be alone, I'd be playing music, and I ran out of music. And so I wanted to listen to people, I wanted to have an experience to, and like an opportunity to reach out to people that I'd never met before, or spent a lot of time with, and get to know them a little bit, and just kind of hear about people's lives, hear about what they're passionate about, and learn about the people that go here.
I love that. That was a great answer. One thing we were discussing before the show was intentionality, and I think that through like a radio show, especially connecting with someone, talking to someone new or someone old in this manner, is a great way to break up the often chaotic day that college students can have, just like with so many different tasks and clubs, classes going on through the day. Talking with someone is often a lost art, I feel like, in this manner. So I really appreciate being here.
Yeah, definitely. I appreciate having you. Can you talk a little bit more about like some of the events that you've enjoyed hosting? And there is something beautiful about bringing a space and bringing people into that space, but like, give me some anecdotes. Like, how did you realize this is something you wanted to do? How did you get involved with Tusk? Maybe what are some of the like internships you've done?
Yeah. So I really got started with events in college, at least, because I was involved to an extent in high school, but I didn't even process that was a thing for me until recently. But so we started college during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Social life looked very different. College looked very different. And by sophomore fall, I was kind of dissatisfied with my experience so far in terms of social life outside of just like the friends that I loved. And I met someone in Tusk who was talking about Halloweekend events, which is funny because Halloweekend is coming up. And the events that they were doing. And I happened to be talking to her about other event ideas I had. And she said, you know, applications are coming up and you should really get involved and apply. And I did. And so I joined sophomore spring as a daytime coordinator, doing Monday to Thursday events, usually in the campus center. So if you see like a brunch bar, anything like that, or like the Paws for Paws, where we bring dogs into Curtis Hall, those kinds of events, those were me. And I learned that I really liked the feeling that I was giving to students, because often some students would vocalize to me how much just like picking up some food in the middle of the day like made them smile that day, or you know, was like a fun surprise for them. And I really liked hearing that and feeling that. So it's a bit selfish in that way, I guess, that I enjoy, you know, hearing that I'm doing a good job. But anyway, so I was doing those kinds of events for a while. And then last fall, I also picked up an internship where I was working on like luxury high-end events. Mm-hmm. And that was a really different experience for me.
Yeah.
Because these were like large corporations, like wealthy people who were putting on like you know, $100,000 events,
yeah.
And weddings and such. So it was really cool to see events from that perspective. And then I did another internship like that this summer, but I did a lot of events that were more public. So there was a CX Summer Nights in Cambridge, mm-hmm. series that I was, you know, working with, where like live music would come and a few thousand people would come and there'd be food, music, and dogs were there, and you know, people would bring their families. And now I do senior events. I'm one of the senior events coordinators for Tusk, so I can really focus on creating experiences that, you know, me and my friends would love to be part of. Like Oktoberfest, which happened a couple weeks ago. And that was a really fun event, with live music and food and such. So yeah, I just, I've had a great time. I think honestly, being part of Tusk has defined my college experience for the better. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's really cool. Have you, like, I guess with these internships, you become a part of that community, but with Tusk, you are making events for a community that you are inherently a part of, and some of the people there are going to be people you know and your friends, and, you know, before I ask the question, I'd just like to say, you know, days with acai bowls and days with bagel bars and things like that are just cooler than days without them, you know, and it's like little moments of joy throughout the semester. The events... there are so many of them and they're always happening. And you were at the couch night last week, where we had the jazz band Couch come and play on Tisch Roof, which was super cool. But the events really do liven up the campus and I think bring people together in a really cool way.
Yeah. Thank you, for saying that. That means a lot. That's really like our goal. I think one thing students maybe, don't realize is that Tusk is for students by students. We're not, you know, we're funded by the student activity fee. And so we're really keeping the student in mind at all times. And we are just a bunch of people, students too. You know, we don't really, we do interact with the OCL and stuff. And obviously, they supervise us, but we're really there for students. And,
but the direction comes from students, because I maybe didn't know that.
Like, so in terms of like the planning of events and
the planning of event, or like even deciding what an event would be.
Yeah, so that's entirely students for the most part.
That's awesome.
There's some guidance and guidelines we follow, but
yeah,
student-led.
That's super neat. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. I got distracted in the middle of asking a question, okay. Which was, like, with Tusk, you're organizing events for this community that you are a part of, versus these internships, it sounds like you're doing something for a group of people that you are a part of in that you're planning events for them, but you're not... You know, you're not part of these $100,000 parties in the same way. Yeah. How does that feel different, or does it? Is there that same joy of, like, I'm bringing people together?
I think it is different. This is actually a really interesting question for someone involved with events. Because I find, as I'm thinking about post-grad too and whether I want to continue into events, I really love being part of the community that I'm doing events for.
Yeah.
That's why I think I also... gravitate towards, like, through my internship when events were public, I think I gravitate towards events like that. But that said, that same feeling I get, like, when you're part of an event that is just so stunning, it really helped, for instance, like a wedding. That's something that you're not part of, but you are creating such a special moment for someone else.
Yeah, definitely.
And so I think it's a bit harder necessarily to, you know, feel this, but later on, like, the bride or the groom, generally, if you did a good job, says, you did a great job. That meant so much to me. This day was everything I imagined and more.
Yeah.
And that feeling is just incredible. So I would say both feel great, but they're a little different. And right now, as I'm in college, I'm really enjoying, you know, putting on events for people like me and my peers. So
definitely, that's awesome. Are you ready to jump to another question? Is there anything?
Let's do it.
Awesome. Let's see, how has your taste in music changed over time? You've put a lot of different songs on the queue for today, so
yeah. When I was younger, I think maybe all of my friends, we just kind of listened to the top 100, you know, as kids.
Yeah, definitely.
And I grew up, I have three older sisters, So I grew up especially listening to whatever my youngest sister would play for me or tell me to listen to. And so in middle school, I started listening to like Arctic Monkeys and a lot of like indie, not, you know, now we would laugh and say like, oh, they're kind of pop, but like indie alternative, some rock. And yeah. I really appreciated that. And then as I went into high school, she drove me to school every day freshman year. And she really liked very, very slow songs, songs with a little bit more like house, or I don't know actually how you describe like Odessa's music, but kind of like Odessa or Kids Waste. A lot of like slower songs too, with you know, less upbeat tones.
Definitely.
And then I think I kept on that pace for a while and stopped listening to music and started listening to podcasts until I got to college again. And now I listen to, since I went abroad, I listen to a lot of Afro beats, a lot of R&B. I still listen to pop. And I also listen to a lot of SoundCloud remixes, which, you know, I get a lot of flack for, but I do like, you know, a good SoundCloud remix.
It could be fun. Yeah. I mean, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where did you go abroad?
I went to Madrid in the spring.
Is that how you know Lena?
Well, actually, I didn't know. Lena is someone we were in two with, and she was my co-coordinator. That's not how I met Lena, actually. I met Lena 4-2.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Very cool.
But we were both in Madrid through different programs.
At the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you like Madrid?
I loved Madrid.
Yeah.
I wish I was there the full year.
So fair. So fair.
Just incredible. You didn't go abroad, did you? Or?
I went to Tufts and Telwar this summer for 6 weeks.
How was that?
I really enjoyed it. Yeah. Couple of cool classes, a lot of new people. You get to swim in a lake all the time. Mm-hmm. That was great. But yeah.
That's the life.
It is the life.
How's it been coming back from that?
I think honestly, I got very overwhelmed this summer because I was also moving. I was moving off campus for the first time. I do not live very far away, but it was my first summer away from home. And kind of was trying to start a job and take a class, and I got a little injured in France, and so I had to do PT, and so felt like there was a lot going on, and it was a very abrupt lifestyle change from swimming in lakes all the time to having a bunch of responsibilities and things that I ought to do. But this semester's been great. I think we had some additional questions, which was all about like senior year and stuff. I'm very excited to make the most of senior year, and I think so far every week has just gotten better. And really for me in college, I feel like every year has gotten better. And so excited for that to continue.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great to hear about senior year, especially. I think like what you said about responsibilities, that's something that I've definitely noticed. And I keep verbalizing, I think, to my friends about being abroad and then coming back. There's just such a lack of responsibility.
Yeah.
You know, in Tawar or Madrid. And coming back, you just realize, you know, suddenly it's not, it's still fun and stuff, but suddenly there are things you have to do. There are things you care about, you know? So it's been interesting for me to navigating all of that, which sometimes can feel overwhelming.
Definitely. Because it's a very defined and in college understood break in your life where, you know, if you're part of a club, sometimes you're not taking classes for your major or stuff like that, and you go abroad and it's a very different, like you've kind of launched yourself into your own mini world. You've also launched yourself into a different culture and everything that comes with that. But you're doing your own thing in a very distinct way.
Yeah, college is a crazy, crazy time. I remember when my older sisters used to talk about it, and I don't think I grasped this until recently, but that college is like one of a kind in the way that, you know, you look at your calendar and you have 8 different things going on in one day.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like the way you have friends in different worlds, which, you know, can happen in life outside college, of course, but it's just so much easier. It's more facilitated by college and the different classes you take and groups you're part of with diverse interests. And it's something that's so unique and cool, and definitely going to miss it next year, but trying not to think about that right
for
now.
For sure. There's something beautiful to all of the chaos, but it is chaotic.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
It is so much chaos. Especially planning events. Events itself is a chaotic world, and all the texts and emails you get. And then on top of that, you have other, you know, 4 to 5 different classes, different assignments every week.
Yeah. I know nothing ever goes perfectly right, especially in events. Do you have any stories that you're willing to share of either a moment where you had to make a last minute adjustment or when you made a decision that saved the day? Because I know there are a lot of things where, like, the food comes at the wrong time or all of these hiccups that can come up.
Yeah. I definitely have these stories, and now I'm trying to.
They can be hard to come up with on the spot.
On the spot, for sure. I think about this event I did for a friend in his backyard a few weeks ago, and there, it was just a bunch of different friends, and mystery dates, and live music, and you know, fairy lights, and a really pretty, just kind of night event where people could be outside and mingle.
Yeah,
and. You know, a lot of it was my fault, but I didn't prepare, like, contacting the bands in time. And so we went through 3 different bands to try to find one that could perform.
Mm-hmm.
And we were, like, 3 days out with no band option. And I was like, wow, there's, you know, we're just going to go. It's not a big deal, you know, but we're just going to go on aux. But then we found a student who used to go here and goes to Berklee College of Music now.
Mm.
And he said, you know, yeah, it's short notice, but I can pull together this girl I've played with once, and we could figure something out, and yeah, I'll be there. And then they came, and they brought a 3rd person who just asked to join that day.
Yeah.
And they were really good. They played a lot of Jack Johnson, and, you know, they were really good for the event. So that's just one of the most recent examples I can think of. But there's a lot of times that...
That's awesome.
Like you said, you know, food vendors come late, or one of the vendors comes late, and some sort of layout is different than you thought, and now you have to, like, fit a certain amount, or, like,
the lighting looks different, and you just hadn't scoped that out before.
Yeah. It's just about being flexible and adapting and knowing that it'll work out and people will appreciate it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Would you want to jump into a song?
Let's do it.
Awesome. Do you have anything in mind? We can also just go next down the list.
Yeah, let's go into Evil Woman.
Sounds good. This is Evil Woman by Electric Light Orchestra.
Me, but the broken dreams have got to you ain't got no one.
And that I learned the song, the name of this song just now, which I told Jaden. But I've known that song for a while, but that was Evil Woman by ELO. Very good song.
Yeah, great song, right?
So I've pulled up your list of questions that you brought right before the show. I love all of these. We'll go through them all. But we were just talking about what show you're into right now, and we struck a chord. So how have you liked Castlevania, both the original series and then the first episode of the new series?
Yeah, so me and my housemates have been watching Castlevania, and gosh, the original show is so good. It's an American anime,
yeah,
right? That's
one of those Netflix animes.
Exactly. And I just stumbled across my housemates watching it one day and joined in and rewatched from the start. I love the characters. I love the character development of Isaac, one of the Toastmasters. But it's just, the action is so good and the graphics are insane. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. And the first episode of the new show is still pretty good. I was just telling you about how I like the villain. It seems like there's a bigger bad too, but both seem threatening enough in a way that I'll enjoy.
Yeah. So it's a show about vampire hunters, essentially. Yeah. And all of these different, like, very classic creatures of the night, like werewolves and ghouls and ghosts. And it's a very Halloween show. So
yes,
great thing to watch right now.
For sure.
The original series is so good. They're trying to kill Dracula, and they've got Dracula's son there who's also trying to kill Dracula, which is just there's so many good, like, character dynamics. I don't even know how much the characters grow. I guess they do a little bit, but, like, they're just so entertaining to watch together.
Yeah. Oh, it's so interesting. Really recommend to any listeners. Like I said, animation is incredible. All the battles are awesome. They kind of look like cutscenes from video games.
Yeah, cool, totally.
But yeah, just a great show overall. Any other shows or books or anything you're
so into? I'm really into D&D podcasts. I don't know if you've heard of Legend of Vox Machina on Amazon Prime, but they've animated an old D&D podcast, and the second season of that came out last January. And I didn't get around to watching it until about 2 weeks ago.
Gotcha.
I did the entire thing in 3 days. It's only like 4 or 5 hours total, so that's not a crazy lift. I mean, it was an impressive amount of sitting on the couch, but not too much. Very good. Very good.
Okay, I've definitely got to add that to my watch list. I've seen, you said Legend of Vox
Machina.
Yeah, I've seen that on my TV, just like on the slides that swipe through, just encouraging you to watch. But I am looking for new shows right now, so I'll note that.
Yeah, it's a huge recommendation for me. It's creator made, so like the people who did the original podcast are voice actors, so they know how to make a show. And so then when it came to making a 20 minute episodes out of their 4 hour long podcast episodes, you know, they were able to do a pretty good job.
It's on Prime Video.
Yep,
I really liked a lot of the shows I've been seeing on Prime Video lately.
What else is on there?
There's Upload, which,
okay,
again, this is not a plug, but I'm pretty sure season 3 comes back like this week. I just watched the first 2 in the last few weeks. It's about a character who dies and is uploaded into like the cloud, and there's a cloud heaven that people can be in. And there's also, there's like a class system, because based on how much data you can afford, you're in different sorts of heaven.
Wow.
And, you know, there's like a kind of a detective situation going on because he may have been murdered.
Yeah.
And, you know,
we talking animated, live action. Okay.
Yeah. It's, I don't, Stephen Amell's brother.
Okay.
Maybe that's him. I forget the name of the actor, but it's really good.
That's all right.
It's a bit cheesy sometimes, but it's a fun show, I think.
That I will need to check that out. Yeah.
Upload.
Got the student free 6 months on Prime that expires in, I think, like a week. So I will try and get through that.
Yeah, you can make a new email, you know, do the whole free trial.
Very smart. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Very, very smart.
There you go.
I'm here with a very wholesome question.
Okay.
Arguably the most wholesome question. But what do you love about yourself?
Gosh. Good question. it's hard, I think, to easily say that and not in your head be like, but I also, like, sometimes I don't do that.
True. Yeah.
So I'm trying to counter that right now. I think I love how something that I didn't appreciate until a few years ago was that I am creative. I love that I'm creative in a way that I didn't realize. I thought of creativity as drawing and art.
Yeah.
And I'm not necessarily that good at all. I draw stick figures and whatnot. I can't paint, can't really sculpt. But I am very much so an idea person. Sometimes silly ideas, sometimes good ideas, but I didn't realize how many ideas I come up with and just shoot out for anything, you know, for like entrepreneurship stuff or for event ideas is a big thing for me.
Yeah.
And so that's something I've really been appreciating about myself.
That's awesome.
Yeah. What about you? What do you love about yourself, Luke?
I think it's how open I am. I think I take pride in being kind and being willing to talk about myself and trying to include people as much as possible. And I think I like when I see those qualities in other people, and so I can like when I see them in myself too.
I love that. You are one of the kindest people I know, and I say Aww. That genuinely. I think any,
Thanks, Jaden.
Any space you're part of is automatically that much more caring and welcoming for anyone else who joins just by you being there. So that's what I've always felt, you know, being in two with you and in this space right now.
Well, I really appreciate that. Wow. Okay.
Don't get teary-eyed now.
Tell me about a restaurant nearby that you like.
Yeah, I'm really, really passionate. I should talk about food. I love food so much. And one of the restaurants that I think is the best is Sarma. It's three stops down on the Green Line from here. So I think it's East Somerville stop. It is incredible food. It is like Mediterranean. It has a big Turkish focus, but also hints of like Indian food. And I think they might add in a couple different influences, you know, throughout the seasons. And it's like tapas style. So really good for like a night out with friends or family. Would really encourage people to try Sarma.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's, I don't think I've been to the restaurant, but sorry if I get this wrong. I believe the humanist community catered Sarma for Death Cafe like a year or two ago. Very good food. Very, very good food. Yeah.
Yeah, I wish some of my clubs would cater Sarma. Hint, hint.
Hint.
Yeah, what are nudge, other restaurants nudge. you're really digging?
Oh, I take every opportunity to plug Dachshund that I can. Of course, that's an easy one, but I'm going to go for the easy one first while I think of more. I did try Davis Square Donuts this summer for the first time. Big fan. That's awesome. Goldilocks as well. I'm a big bagel guy. I really love bagels. And I've got a friend that's working at Goldilocks now, and so just every now and then getting free bagels. It's huge.
It's incredible.
Life-changing. Game-changing.
I got to tell some of my friends to try to apply there because I'm missing out on that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Goldilocks is incredible. If we're talking bagels, I think there's also a really good one it's after Porter on the way to Harvard, so it's a bit harder to get to, called Bagelsaurus.
I always see a massive line. I've never been there.
Yeah, you've got to get there early, but the bagels are so good. It's also right next to one of my favorite ice cream shops, Honeycomb. Such unique flavors.
I went there for the first time somewhat recently. Yeah, you can get brownie bits on top, and they're like an eighth of a... Like they're big. They're, like, really big.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
And they have this thing where they create a, like, a really special flavor every month. Pretty crazy. Like, it would be almost impossible to guess what the words of the flavor are.
Yep.
And if you can guess it, I think you get, like, free ice cream or something.
Whoa!
So you like, you write a little suggestion or your guess in a little box. And
do you get anything to go on, like it's three words or nothing. It's 16 letters or okay.
Yeah. So I don't know, like, I don't think it has to be the exact words, but it would have to be like, if it's chocolate, caramel, grapefruit, like, you don't have to guess what their name of that was, but you have to say, oh, it's chocolate, caramel, grapefruit.
Yeah. Mango, rosebud, cookie dough, or something like that, you know? And that is, that's the level of flavor that's there, and they're very good.
Yeah. You know? Love that place. And it's funny, in the summer, there's an app called Too Good To Go that's like a sustainable kind of, I don't know the extent that it's successful or effective in this way, but you can get food from restaurants or bakeries at the end of the night.
Yeah.
And I was ordering the Too Good To Go Davis Square donuts and bagels all summer because, like, you can get, like, a bunch of bagels or a bunch of donuts for, like, really cheap at the end of their work day.
That is really good to know.
Yeah.
That's an awesome tip. Also, Nor Mediterranean on the Powderhouse Circle does not get nearly enough love, in my opinion.
Yeah, I live literally right across from that place.
Yep.
And so I was going a few times in the summer, and it's so good. It's their wraps are so good.
Really good. As far as Somerville goes, it's kind of cheap for the amount of food you get. Mm-hmm. And it's just really solid food.
Heck yeah. Yeah. Couldn't agree with you more.
All right, we can go back to some of the deeper, more sentimental questions, okay. Or we can keep going on something else. What are you thinking?
Let's stick with the goofier questions for a bit.
Sounds good. Do you have any dream projects?
Okay,
I don't know. That might not be goofy. That might not be goofy.
I'll answer this. But yeah. I don't think I didn't have a goofy thing in mind, to be honest. Well,
okay.
Okay, I can go two ways here.
Want to hear both.
Okay, I'll try to be short with the less serious one then, actually, because we have touched on it. But it was it was kind of like my dream event-ish series.
Yeah,
and it would be like if I owned a sort of like coffee house vibe that was like really comfy, cozy, artsy, and at night we were able to transform the space into events like with live music, like a really good band, and all of the friendliest people who were like really open to meeting people would come and like mingle, and you know, maybe this is in New York and it's like you know, one of the hottest places in New York, and we can do really cool things, you know. It can be like we can do a dance floor night, we can do like art nights, we can do like open mics. That would be like my dream.
That just sounds awesome. Mm-hmm. That just sounds like a great future. I don't know.
I would want to attend. I would want to go to a place like that. So I would want to create a place like that.
Definitely.
I think of it. But a little bit more silly and stuff, I guess, on the level of on the topic of food. I've had a food Instagram account.
Yeah.
And I haven't put effort into it. I haven't posted in a while. Maybe now I will. But I review food like to my friends, and I have a list of all the restaurants I love, and I take pictures of every food item. So I'd really like to create a food blog or a food YouTube.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thank you. What about you? What are you interested in creating?
So I've got a couple answers. I'll try and keep them all pretty short. I have this horrible piece of furniture in my room that is built into the wall and is almost like a dresser, except there are no like cabinets or doors on the front of it. So it's just like open shelving that takes up the better part of my wall, and makes it hard for me to put like a wardrobe in. And so what I'm actually working on right now is making a little addition to it, being a like small closed space that I can put a tension rod in and hang clothing in, because I don't have a place to hang clothing in my room right now, and that's kind of an issue. And so I talked with the good people at Nolop and am planning a little Home Depot run, and am hopefully going to make that come together within the next week or two. Similar to the coffee house idea, I want to host something at college in the morning where I just tell people to come. We've got the hot water. Bring your tea. Bring your coffee. Ideally, get one of my musical-minded friends to just lay some live music down and just have people filter in and out and do homework or chat or just have a nice, very slow but social start to the day. I think that's a dream.
I love that. I would attend that. If you do that, let me know.
I will keep you in mind.
Yeah. That sounds lovely. And also, I'm interested. So do you have woodworking experience?
Just a very little bit.
Okay.
I know my way around a power drill, and that's about it. I was an Eagle project. I was an Eagle Scout, and my project was leading the creation of this kiosk for a local wildlife refuge. So a little like board with a little roof over it that you can go and see like, oh, this trail is closed, or oh no, I need to be worried about ticks and Lyme disease, you know, and they can just put whatever they need to there.
Yeah, that's incredible. That is more experience and skill than I have with wood, but I'm hoping to also, you know, gain a little bit of experience.
Yeah, rock on. Yeah. Any projects in mind, or just like the vague hope?
Well, truthfully, if I was a god at woodworking, I feel like the world would be my oyster, because there's all the, like, I love Facebook Marketplace and scanning for, you know, dressers and such. But if I could just build things like a new coffee table for my house instead of finding one.
Yeah.
Or if I could build my own futon, that would be cool. I would love that. If I could put really cool designed open shelves on floating shelves on my wall, so I could put plants on it instead of just buying normal shelves, I would do that.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
I'd say it takes a little bit of learning, but once you're over that initial hump, there is a variety of projects that are easier than you give them credit for. And if I say any more, I will be talking out of my own qualification, and someone who is better at woodworking will get mad at me.
Yeah, but no, for sure.
Yeah.
Understood.
Rock on. Well, we've got to do a PSA at some point. We can go into a song right now, maybe while we choose that, and then come back and round out the show.
Sounds good to me.
You have anything in particular you'd like to hear right now, or anything goes?
Let's listen to First Time.
Oh, love this song.
It's a great song.
Off of Hozier's new album, this is First Time.
Remember once I told you about how before I heard it from your mouth, my name would always hit my ears as such an awful sound. And the soul, if that's what you call it, uneasy ally of the body, it felt nameless as a river undiscovered underground. And the first time that you kissed me, I drank dry the river Lethe. I think I owe my life to flowers that were left there by my mother. Ain't that like them gifting life to you again? This life lived mostly underground, unknowing either sight nor sound, till reaching up for sunlight just to be ripped out by the stem. And sensing only now it's dying, drying out. You called me, baby. word out loud. The perfect genius of our hands and mouths. We're shocked to resignation as the arguing decline. When I was young, I used to guess, are there limits to any emptiness? When was the last time? Come here to me. When was the last time? Some part of me must have died. The final time you called me baby. But some part of me came alive. The final time you called me baby.
Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society.
Thank you so much for that. Yeah. Everyone's getting sick right now. Protect yourself, you know?
It do what you got to do. Season.
All right. We've got about 5 minutes left. I want to hear what on-campus events you have to plug, because I feel like you'd be a good guy to hear that from.
Yes, tons of events coming up. So this weekend is Hollow Weekend, and Tusk is going all out. I believe tickets for Screamfest on Saturday are sold out, but the rest of our events starting on Thursday are free.
Awesome. I believe.
So we have a Bagels and Brew event on Saturday. We have, I believe, a pumpkin painting event on Friday, and there's some others.
Tarot card reading, yes, at some point.
Tarot card, yeah, reading in the CC. So check the Tusk Instagram for more details, and definitely come by for free stuff and good vibes.
Incredible. Any other questions you want to make sure we hit before we round out the show?
What's something you've been obsessed with recently, Luke?
Ooh. Yeah. So, I'm a big fan of this guy on YouTube called Brian David Gilbert. He recently did a collaboration with a man called Tom Carty, who is an Australian person that makes very funny songs. And I've been listening to a lot of Tom Carty's very funny songs on repeat.
Gotcha. Could you tell me about one of the songs?
Oh, yeah, I can tell you about loads of them. Let's try to think of the first appropriate for this show song that comes to. So he's Australian, which I've already mentioned. But he's got one song where it starts. The premise is he's getting upset at people saying, "Hey, I don't work here," and it starts very simply. A woman comes up to him at a grocery store. Acts like he's an employee. So far, pretty simple. Hey, I don't work here. That's the chorus. Then someone at the beach asks him, because he's near a lifeguard chair, to save their child. He says, I don't know how to swim. It's kind of funny. And then at the end, he ends the song by going, or like the last like verse chorus is, I'm kicking a ball down the street. It's late at night. It goes over the fence of my local NASA compound. Just bear with me. And he goes into this NASA compound. Everyone's been knocked out, and the aliens are trying to take over Earth, and he's the only person there. And so his response, as it has been the whole song, is, hey, I don't work here. And it's the classic, like, can we take over your world? And he's like, I'm not qualified to answer that, which I think is hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's his name again?
Tom Carty.
Tom Carty. I'll give him a listen.
Yeah. What have you been obsessed with?
Lots of things. I'm a materialistic man, I'd say, which is something I'm working on. So mine are tangible things.
Yeah.
Before I deleted TikTok a few weeks ago, I was obsessed with the TikTok shop. Now, not everything on the TikTok shop. Only Stanley Cup dupes. So those, like, giant 40-ounce like mugs with a straw.
Yeah.
There were codes for me to get them for like $7. So I bought two. After the first one, my housemates were like, why do you need this? And I was like, well, I'm going to drink more water this way. True. Then I bought the second one and they said, why'd you need this one? And I said, because now I can hold both of them and drink from the straws at the same time and drink more water. Also true. Then I bought a baby like hydro flask thing that I can put coffee into.
Yeah.
Game changer. All of this for under $20.
Wait, all told under $20.
Yes, all three of those under $20. Tell me another place that happens for good quality.
I can't.
Exactly. TikTok shop.
TikTok shop. Get on it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. One of my friends recently referred me to an app where every time you walk 10,000 steps, you get to plant a little virtual tree that is representative of a real tree that someone is planting for you based on the ad revenue that the app generates, which is awesome. It also has an associated like eco shop where it's like, let's not throw away our clothing, let's sell it for $2 on this app.
That's awesome.
Which is great if you've got $2, but the app also gives you currency to spend on that. So like, if I walk far enough, I can just buy someone else's used shirt, which if it's a cool enough shirt, is an awesome idea.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to strap my my watch on Forrest Gump and just
Rack up those, exactly.
Those currencies. So.
Find a friend who runs and just be like, take this with you.
Yeah.
Don't ask me any questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Jaden. I had a great time. We're going to start to wrap it up now a little bit. I got to tell the people that they're listening to 91.5 FM WMFOMA Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And that's all I've got.
Well, thanks for having me, Luke. This has been a blast.
Awesome. So we're going to, dude, it was great. We're going to jump into Water by Tyla and then some other song after that, maybe. But keep tuned in to WMFO and have a good Monday, everyone. And we're just going to talk while Water by Tyla starts to happen, perhaps.
Cool. It's like we never left.
We've been here the whole time. So, what's your favorite color, Jaden? I've never...
Oh, this is crazy because I was just talking about this weekend. I've always said blue, but it's actually purple now.
Whoa!
Yeah.
And was this like a moment where you had to realize within yourself and like look deep inside and go, it's purple, or...
Well, I don't really have such a strong opinion. It's just for a few years I've said, oh, blue, but it's probably purple. And I've never said,
I've
never dropped the blue and just said, it's purple. But this weekend,
it's purple.
I'm starting to test it out. It's purple.
Incredible.
Normally, I could keep my cool, but tonight I'm whining. I'm a bee in a dangerous mood. Can you match my timing? Telling me that you're really about it, what you're hiding. Ooh, talk is cheap, so show me that you understand how I like it. Can you blow my mind, set off my whole body? If I give you my time, can you snatch my soul? Take me where I ain't been before. Can you blow?
made me